Ursula Le Guin's Earthsea, Part 10, The Mender, based on the novel The Other Wind, adapted by Judith Adams.
I spent 12 winters on Gaunt, waiting. I stand on the ledge behind the house, staring into the sun with my scorched eye, imagining which bird on the horizon might be coalescing coming back for me.
You were unhappy.
No. Getting to now kept me strong. I was safe. I was loved.
You call the Archmage by his true name.
He says it doesn't matter anymore. Archmage of goats and peaches now, he says.
I hear him saying it.
True names always come to me, Asfa. You're a Karg like Mother. Kargs and dragons have one name. They don't hide who they are.
You don't either.
The dragon named me.
Strange parents. Archmage of Earthsea. Priestess of the tombs of Atuan and eldest of dragons. How did a girl keep her balance?
Half a girl. She'd fallen into the fire long ago.
You were pushed by men who treat their women and children worse than dogs.
Ged says it was my forge. My source of power. He calls this my dragon eye. I see other places, other times since it burned away. This hand is my talon. I know who I am, but not what I am. I came to Roke to find out.
I'm the patterner of Roke. And here in the grove, I watch, I listen, try to understand the patterns, the balance. Now everything in our world is losing its balance, and you come to its hub, its center. A woman with powers I can only guess at.
No one taught me any powers.
And Ged told me that when the witch of his village named him, she said her power was like opening the doors of the house to the wind. It's not a thing you do, you let it do.
And when we left Gaunt, he said, be like a hawk.
Like a hawk on the wing, I know. Listen through all our ears. Look far through all our eyes. Hold fast as a hawk's claws.
Your trees have voices, Master Patna.
Many voices. They tell and retell our stories. No roots deeper in the earth than these roots. Deeper even than the island rocks. All forests are one forest in the end. All trees, this tree.
Then what do they tell us to do?
Shh! Do as Ged told you. Watch and listen.
Come with us to the king, Father.
Leave me here to mind the house in peace. I'm old.
And so you left. Just as I sent a messenger to Gaunt.
Alder.
Alder. Your boat's crossed. I'd sent him to lure Ged back to us in our hour of greatest need.
Alder arrived at Gaunt Port just after you left it. A thin man with a thin pack and tattered black cloak. He stands bewildered in the market, watching an argument over the cold stares of dead fish.
Would you have the kindness to direct me towards Ray Albi?
See that corner of the market? Go there and take Elver's Lane and keep going. It's a long walk.
Alder walks a long road. Gaunt Mountain lies ahead like a thundercloud. He climbs in a daze of hunger and bone weariness. One side of the path plunges to the ledge and then down hundreds of feet to rocks and breakers. He reaches an orchard. Among the branches, he sees a pair of brown legs.
Hello?
Oh, good. Can you just take these, put them in that basket, and hold the ladder while I... There. I know. Shouldn't be up a ladder at my age. Wife's away.
It's a handsome, time-worn face. Old scars. Four white seams run from his left cheekbone down the jaw. The marks all Earthsea knows.
Lord Sparrowhawk. Archmage.
Oh. That.
You look dead tired. Sit here with me in the shade. Peach? They'll be even better tomorrow, but they're ripe enough. Take one. Sailed all the way from the Endlades, eh?
Yes, Lord. Taon.
I can still guess an accent. Same as the king's.
The wizard there, he sent me to Roke first. The Master Patterner told me to come here.
Asva sent you? Why?
To ask for your help.
Why?
Because he said you walked across the dry land living.
That was spoken in prophecy of the coming of the king, and he's come now, about your age he is. Not as lean, though. When was your last meal?
Yesterday, my lord. I think.
There's cheese and bread in the basket. I like to eat with the sky over my head. Join me. King reigns well, does he? Don't get a lot of news out here. Not news to be trusted.
Well, he seems a good man.
Good for diplomacy, not so good for politics, I imagine. The very best companion in a tight place.
Well, he was with you, Lord, in the dryland.
Saved my life. Gained his kingdom there and I left mine to live with goats and peaches. Something all my friends seem to have trouble remembering. So, please, no titles. I'm Hawk or Sparrowhawk, as you like. How shall I call you?
Alder.
Well, Alder, you're welcome to rest here. It's not often I get company. Whatever your story is, it can wait till tomorrow. But let me say now, when it's told, I doubt I'll be any help. Find Ged. He'll sort you out. Is that what Asva said? What?
You told me your true name, Lord.
Too old to care. Is it what he said?
Not exactly. He told me what the leaves had said.
And what was that?
The person you seek is on Gaunt.
I don't know what trouble you've brought with you, Alder. The Patterners told you where I'm hiding, so it must be bad. But I'm not in such a hurry to trouble as I used to be. You've sailed 1,000 miles and walked 10 uphill. Since my wife and daughter left me in charge, I've had beans and onions to water, goats to chase and fruit to pick. We're both exhausted. Come on. Let's go in and finish this with a nice glass of wine. Then sleep.
Wine won't help, my lord. And as for sleep, it's what I fear the most.
Sleeping?
Dreaming.
Ah.
I'll lie down outside if you permit. I slept at the grove at Roke. Perhaps here, under these trees. Well, I won't disturb you here, anyway.
As you wish, friend. I'll get some bedding.
It's a fine night. Alder lies curled like a child, listening to his host settle the house, dozing till all is quiet, watching the stars move. The falcon, the dancers, the swan. It doesn't seem to him he falls asleep, but...
Alder?
Alder!
Wake up!
My lord, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Alder. What was I thinking? These aren't the trees of the grove. Humble peach trees can't save us from the dry land.
Us?
I had your dream. I saw you beside me at the wall. And a third.
He said your name.
Ged's shadow. Sounded like Thorian to me. Old friend of mine. Come inside. Seems it's time for wine and talk after all.
Thank you.
Good vintage. Stepson's vines in Middle Valley.
Mm. In Gonport, they said you're... wife sailed away on the king's ship.
Sent for. To Hanu too, our daughter. King wants their counsel. Something threatening the peace, such as it is. Maybe it's part of the trouble brings you here. Who knows? Trouble comes like waves these days, chasing each other. But the sea endures, I hope. What?
I thought mages had no family.
I'm no more a mage than a lord. Believe this, Alder. I have no powers up my sleeve to help you. No staff, no dragon tongue. Once, yes. My master Ogion's house, this. He saw my power and tried to teach it some sense. Never quite managed.
He's the one who held the earthquake.
At one end, Heleth, his teacher, got the worst of it, buried at the other. Before that, this was Ard's house. She was Heleth's teacher.
She?
In those days, women could use their powers.
They can't on Roke.
Roke's complicated. Don't miss it much. Things going well in the great house?
I couldn't enter it, my lord.
Ah.
Only the grove.
That house they guard so well on Roke, especially from women. Women and men built it, you know, together in secret, keeping magic alive in the dark times. They wove the Roke wind to keep out danger. Kept me out once.
You, lord?
Wisely. I'd let a shadow loose, opened a gash in the ground, and Earthsea might have bled to death.
No, but...
Might still be bleeding for all I know. I'm just saying that once men and women built, studied, loved, and worked magic together. Whatever Roke says now. Why did Asva send you to Gaunt?
Well, he told me to tell you. I wish we walked in the grove together as we used to.
Oh, yes. He should know better. Sent you to tell me more than that, I think.
My story. I don't know how to begin.
Sing it. The harpers of Tawen are famed for silver tongues.
I can't sing, lord. But I do have a gift.
What gift?
A small one. Mending.
Mending? No small thing. A kind of healing, that is. A great power.
Lily, my wife, she was the harper. That was her gift. She knew all the songs of your adventures, Lord Sparrowhawk, and sang them better than anyone. Her music tore through the air, like eagles in mountains, or dolphins through the sea.
Hard on the strings.
I sat by her side to mend a string quick as the note itself, and she'd play on. It was a joy to me, using touch and some of the dragon speech to mend a harp string.
Go on.
Lily left her family and travelled with me. We lived in great happiness a year and half a second year. Our child didn't want to leave her when its time came. It wasn't born and it took her with it. I could bear it. You know how it is. Not much use living as far as I could see, but I could bear it.
Yes.
Then, one night, 2 months after she died, the dreams began. I'm standing under a dark sky, stars I don't know, by a low wall of stones.
Alder!
Lily? Her hands touch.
Alder, kiss me.
She leans across the wall and kisses my mouth.
Oh, my love. Set us free.
Lily, come home. Come back with me.
I can't cross the wall. I can't live anymore. And I can't die. Free me, Alder. Help me go free.
Then they all come. All the dead, like waves. After that, whenever I sleep, I go to that terrible place and they cry out to me over the wall. And it's a terrible thing to hear one's name called by the dead. Day or night, they beg me to save them.
Help! Alder! Help! Alder, here. Hold tight to my hand. Come back!
She has a spell on me, the masters say. A hold. Oh, how I want to hold her. And the others, they touch me too. Over the wall.
There's a darkening across your lips. Show me your hands. Dark patches.
You're in mortal danger, my friend.
Well, I try not to let them touch me. I try not to sleep, but I'm so tired. And one world slips into the other before I know it. You must help me. If not you, who can?
Tell me the rest. Tell me what happened when you got to Roke.
At the great house, the master doorkeeper, he was kind, smiled at first. And then he looked over my shoulder and frowned and said, "You can't bring them into this house, friend." He took me to an inn nearby and fetched the summoner.
Name?
Thorian.
Still.
The one you saw in your dream.
I thought perhaps he might be dead. He looked young in my dream. Same as when he came to find me beyond the wall years ago and I told him to go back. That might have been ill done. Another shadow in my past. Always in those days I asked too much of my friends.
As soon as he entered the room, it went cold. And we were in the grey place, all at once, together.
Who called you to this wall, Alder?
My wife, Lily.
Give me her true name.
Mevra.
Summon her here.
I can't, my lord.
You must try to call her.
Lily!
Mevra! Ikavrawe I Olwunta!
She doesn't come, even for the summoner's spell. Instead, a child sits, as though it has always been there, prizing at the stones with thin, white fingers, dark-eyed. I go to help, but...
Nandiega, Arwa Thorian, Agvaisa!
It was horrible. I fainted, I think. I woke up back in the boarding house in a fever.
Go on.
The mages came and went, talked, argued. I only found peace when the master healer sat with his hand on my shoulder. His magic helped me sleep with no dreams, good or bad. Being awake was a nightmare.
If Alder and his wife touched bodily, doorkeeper, if a link was made, there's a breach in the fabric of life, as there was when Ged was young. Alder must resist the call.
I try. But there's so many in such pain, and she's with them somewhere.
They can't suffer, Alder. Death ends all suffering.
But they are suffering, crying to me for help.
Alder's a mender, not a breaker.
If he made a link, doorkeeper, he can break it.
I have no such art, my lords.
Then, as summoner, with no archmage to undertake the task this time, it's my duty to return to the dry land and seek the source of the evil. Alder will be my guide.
Please, please don't make me go there again.
My friends.
There was someone else in the room. A silver shimmer around him. There and not there.
What are you doing?
Taking risks, Asvar.
More trouble at the borders, Padina. Can you see it in your grove?
The leaves say change. Change. What it is, I can't see. I'm wondering, when it comes, if we take a risk and let it through our door.
Let it in? We must bar the door, not open it, Master Padden. Only a great power of magery can rock the balance of our world. We must do battle with that power and end it, as Ged did years ago.
Perhaps to bar the door is the evil. Perhaps when the balance is wrong, we must open it.
I think it's a matter for talk among all the masters. All nine of us should meet together.
We've talked long enough. The wall will breach. The dead will invade our world and destroy us. Ged will never come back. It's for me to act as though I were Archmage. This young man has come to us, so he will guide me now, as Labanon was Ged's guide through the dry land before.
This young man must rest first, Thorian. Doorkeeper, bring him to the grove. He needn't fear his dreams among my trees. So we needn't fear his dreams either.
Who spoke of fear? Why should we fear?
How can the Patterner be where he's not, Lord Sparrowhawk? He called it a sending when I asked, and smiled.
Oh, mages can leave their bodies lying about like an old pair of shoes, you know. Didn't enjoy it myself. Preferred changing to sending. Be a bird looking down. I like the feel of things even then. So... You went to the grove.
beating heart of the world, those trees.
As soon as I came there, I felt I could sleep. Or I've been sleeping for months in an evil dream and was awake now, truly, and could sleep, truly.
What did Asva feel?
That Lily and me were like drops of quicksilver drawing together, moving together across time and distance. That we don't know how to be parted, only how to be together. What do you think?
Having lived all these years away from the great house, I incline to Asva's view. That the bond between you and Lily is somehow stronger than death. Such greatness in love must have a purpose. Perhaps a new pattern begins, but we can't understand its nature yet.
How can I think our love was greater than any before us? Not greater than Morred and Elferan's, surely.
No, but was theirs greater than yours? Love just is. Not a thing familiar to Roke, Alder. The patterner came to us a warrior, not a boy, so knew it early. I learned it late. Very late. You and Lily had that, have it still, even in death.
Well, maybe we'll be together then, in the dryland, if I can die too.
No, if only it was that simple.
But
no lovers in the dryland have been there. Just mean little stars that never move. No moon, no sunrise, dead grass, dust, rocks, shadow cities. Aimless people, never touching, no birds or beasts. No mother even holds her child.
But Lily kissed my mouth across the wall. The dead touch me.
Yes. So, something's changed forever. A kiss, a touch, through you. Instruments, messengers. You and Lily. Not a cause. Thorian's on the wrong track. Perhaps you are a guide. But not his, I think.
Yours, my lord. Will you come with me to the wall and free them? Stop my dreaming.
My story's done. Left a king on the throne after centuries. A dragon brought me home. But it seems there's no happy ever after all. No new archmage on Roke. The mages stay inside their walls, arguing, fearful, as Asva says. What does that mean? When my daughter was a child, I saw her summon Kalesin in the tongue of dragons, and Kalesin called her daughter. What does that mean? The dead cry to die. What does any of it mean? Look at you. You must rest, Alder. Take my bed.
But my lord,
I know you fear sleep worse than death, but perhaps there's help I can give you. Maybe it's not a healer's spell kept you from the wall. Maybe it was the touch of living flesh. My hand can stay on your shoulder for the rest of the night. I shan't sleep any more now. I need time to think.
Next morning, Ged's out early while Alder eats. He returns with a basket of something restless and puts it on the table between them.
Had a few ideas while you slept.
My lord?
First, no one can sit at your bedside every night. Remembered a little beast, an Otak, who brought me back from the dry land with a touch of its tongue once upon a time. So, I reckoned... been to Aunt Moss's house. Ouch! Take the damn thing. Oh, I'm bleeding. Oh, I hope you don't mind a gift from an old witch. Who likes you, I see. Good. I trust a cat's warmth will be as good as a hand.
How will I ever repay your kindness?
Oh, that's easy. There's this picture, a favourite of my wife's. I dropped it. I rage about it every time I see the pieces. You can save me from her rage when she comes home.
It's good clay. Clean breaks. It should mend well.
The mender mends, holding, stroking, settling the pieces back to one whole.
Simne. Verwe. Guess. Agnen. Guess.
Who taught you dragon speech?
The words I need come to me while I work. Like the notes came to Lily's harp when she played.
I wonder these days if we ever needed to go to school.
Simne. Verwe. Guess. Agnen. Guess. Done. There. It's a lovely piece.
Thank you, Master. Now, it's time for you to go.
Home?
Havnor.
Havnor? I thought maybe if the cat can keep me from going to the wall, I might...
It's a great deal to ask from a kitten, don't you think? To defend a man against the armies of the dead all her life. You can't hide from your task, Alder.
I have a task? What?
Don't know. But you might do worse than ask my women. And as you see, they are from home.
Won't you come too?
My task is to mind the house. Yours is to go to Havnor.
But the leaves said the person you seek is on Gaunt.
She would have been. Your ship's crossed. My daughter's the one the leaves prophesied, I think. Give to Hanu my love and a message I'll give you on the way, word of mouth. And take this letter to the king.
Messenger with a message no one can work out. Chasing the living and carrying the dead.
Like a storm bird blown from island to island. But if Ged's right, then you and Alder are seeking not only what you need to know, but what we all need to know. And soon, before it's too late.
The world's slipping away from us. Kalesin said.
A shadow passes over Earth's sea from the dry land, Tehanu. Like a great eclipse of our sun. If it can't be stopped, even the leaves of Rok will die, and with them, all our stories.
In part 10 of Earthsea, based on the novel The Other Wind by Ursula Le Guin, Ged is played by Robert Glenister, Alder is Tom Vanson, Tehanu, Laura Elphinstone, and Asva is Narinda Samra. Thorion is played by Sam Dale. Lily is Lauren Cornelius. The Doorkeeper, Stephen Hogan. And other parts are played by Elizabeth Council, Ryan Early, and Emma Handy. Original music is composed by John Nichols. Earthsea is adapted by Judith Adams. And the director is Sasha Yevtushenko.